USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden approved a federal disaster declaration for Texas, getting some much-needed help to the state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit in years. Thaldior reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs, also low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step, as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are common. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. Some counts put the toll at closer to 70. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A number of Capitol Police officers are under investigation for their actions during the riots at the Capitol last month. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. Capitol Police say the Office of Professional Responsibility is investigating the actions of 35 officers working the January 6th Capitol building incursion. The office also noted six officers have been suspended with pay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
Viral videos of some Capitol Police officers raised questions about their actions during the occupation. More than 250 people have been charged so far.
A police officer from North Cornwall Township, Pennsylvania, is the latest to be arrested for allegedly storming the Capitol. Joseph Fisher was arrested by the FBI Friday, charged with obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder, violent entry, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Fisher is currently suspended without pay. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending images of the surface of the red planet back to Earth since landing earlier this week. Ingenuity, the helicopter companion to the rover, checked in with Mission Control on Saturday and will soon attempt to become the first helicopter to fly on another planet. Buzz Aldrin believes the mission is a step towards sending a man to Mars. The second man to walk on the moon tells Fox News that depending on how the Artemis mission to the moon goes, men walking on Mars could be close behind.
About 10, 20 years ago, my estimate was around 2030, 2033. Wow. And that was earlier than most other people were figuring. We've got to do a good number of things in Artemis, our manned program to the moon. I don't think we can do both of them at real high intensity. So it's going to take first one at the moon, and then the public is going to be ready to see the next, which will be a sophisticated improvement of these unmanned missions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.